Okay, today's daf is daf Chof Tes. And we're holding on daf Chof Tes on the base at the Mishnah. And today, Rabbi Yaakov will have to be the one to give us the... he's been practicing all night.
Was it fun?
Zoch! Rabbi Gamliel Leimer, Bechol Yom V'Yom Mispal Alodom Shvana Esrei, Rabbi Yeshomer Me'en Shvana Esrei. We saw earlier already the machlokes between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua as to whether the Chiyav is always to say the full 18 brachas, or whether it's possible to say Havineinu as one single bracha, includes all the brachos and Tzoyor instead. And here's, we finally got to the Mishnah where that machlokes is brought. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rikiva says basically it's a function of your abilities. Im shigurat tefilato b'piv, if it's a person who can daven easily and his tongue flows with the lashon of the tefillah and he feels comfortable in his tefillah, you should say Shmon Esrei. Mein lav mein Shmon Esrei. Rabbi Eliezer Rabbeinu said tefilato kivah, ein tefilato tachanunim. Now he's not masber, what is meant, the Gemara will have a number of different shitas. What the union of kivah? More, it's like predefined, you know, predetermined, or something that's always in its place. Then that's not called tachanuni. So in other words, even though it may be yotzei the yikar chiyuv of tefillah, the tachanunim that it should be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should respond to his bakasha, that not. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, haoleth bimakom sakana, if somebody is going in a place where it's dangerous, then he should skip even Havineinu and should say a very short tefillah, which goes, Hosha Hashem et Amechad Sherit Yisrael, Bechol Parashat Ha'ibur, Yutzorcheihem Lefanecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu should save Am Yisrael on all of the various intersections, is what it used to be saying. I mean, it's strange kind of Parshat Ha'ibur, the Gemara is going to explain, it's actually a play on words, so we're going to talk about it later. And may their needs be before you. Baruch Atah Hashem, Shomea Tefillah, and that's the end of the Tefillah. Yeruchev Alachamor, somebody who is driving, Yered Ve'yitpalel, he should get out off of the Chamor when he davens. If he's unable, he's with the caravan is continuing without him, or perhaps he's doesn't have anybody to take care of the chamor, his alarm system isn't working. So then yachzirat panav, all that he should do is he should turn his face towards Yerushalayim. We may know yachol achzirat panav, assuming there are other vehicles on the road and he's going 80 miles an hour, probably wouldn't be a good idea while he's driving to face Yerushalayim under those circumstances, although that would explain why people drive the way they do here. So in that case, yechavenet libo keneged beit kodeshei hakodeshim, then he should have his consciousness focused on the kodesh hakodeshim. And here it doesn't say Yerushalayim, because once already it's a matter of mind, your mind can go anywhere. But where you are, to focus specifically, I mean, you would need a pretty good GPS system and have, you know, everything triangulated to specifically have your direction at that point facing directly to the Kodesh HaKadosh. Hayama Halech B'Sfina. Now, if he's on some type of vehicle in which the vehicle is constantly turning because of the currents, or Ba'astor, he's on a raft, the Rashi learns about an Asta, may actually mean he's tied to a wall in a dungeon, you know, just in case that he's not able to really, he's in cuffs, you know. But in any event, he can't, in a case where he cannot turn his face in a way that's kavua towards Yerushalayim, then yechavenet libo keneged beit kodashi hakodashim, his heart should be mechuvan in a particular place. So a person could be in a place where his heart is, even though he doesn't face it. Hani yud chet brachot keneged me. We have specifically, we even call our tefillah the Shmona Esrei, as if there's something special about the 18. What is so special about that? We certainly wouldn't made a takana. There's many, many ways. same thing we did basically for the Seder on Mishnah. There's many ways to parse reality. We have to have it in the six Sedarim. So we have our Pasuk that tells us six Sedarim. There's many ways to parse one's Tzrachim as well. I mean, it looks to us like there's elements there that sort of be fundamentally interrelated. You know, Gula, Kibbutz Goliath, Ben Yerushalayim, Tzemach David. I mean, we even use mixed words. So there's got to be a marker for this particular way of cutting things up. Omer Avilo, Bereid Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Keneged Yudchet Haskarot, Shavah David Bavul Hashem Ben Eilim. That particular Tehillah of Bavul Hashem Ben Eilim is a very fundamental one, which the Gemara darshans elsewhere, that it is actually merames to various elements of tefillah. In Rosh Hashanah, it goes through the different kolos, and the beginning of Ula Hashem B'nei Elim is connected to Avot, who were called Elim. Ula Hashem Kavod V'Oz is connected to Gvorot Geshamim, and so on. So, because of that, we viewed that tehillah as a way to gain an insight into how to construct tefillah. When we say tefillah, by the way, of course we mean not what people loosely refer to as tefillah. I mean, they'll include Birchot HaShachar, Psuket HaZimra, all as part of tefillah. It's not really tefillah, that's Shirim, Tishpachot, Smirot, and so on. All of which are preparations for tefillah, or coming down off of tefillah, or Shevach LaHashem. Tefillah means particularly not merely bakasha, which is rather astounding, but bracha. Bakasha derech bracha. So it's a very specific type of interrelationship in which a person is being mevorech kevayachol the various kochot and anhagos of the shamayim connected to the thing that he sees as being fundamental to the need of the world. So for that, we look at the askarot, the different times in which David HaMelech is maskir the Shem Hashem, and Davka the Shem Hashem Mamish. And there's 18 that are mentioned in the Havul Hashem Bnei Elim. Rabbi Yosef Omer, Keneged Yudchet Azkarot Shebikriyat Shema. The Shem Hashem is mentioned 18 times in Kriyat Shema. And Rabbi Tankum Omer, Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, says, Keneged Shemon Esrei Chuyot Shebashidra. That the lifeline of a human being, essentially the interconnection of his body to his brain, goes through 18 vertebrae that are in the spine. Obviously, there's the vertebrae of the neck, and then there's the vertebrae that are after the splitting of the, you know, what we call the tailbone. But the Gemara sees those 18 specifically, the ones that are shidra, as the essence of the connection that we would have between mind and world. So we connected those to the 18 brachot. Yom Reb Tanchum, Yom Reb Yeshua Ben Levi. By the way, even though The modern breakup is to take take 7 vertebrae for the neck and the 19 for the spine. I mean, the Gemara clearly holds that the upper vertebrae is viewed as part of the. And that's really nogei the sugin chulin lagabi the chiti and so on. But at what point we consider the brain to end? So anyway, continues the sugya. Omer Tanchum, Omer of Yeshua Ben Levi, Amit Paleo, because this, we really discussed this earlier, but because of its relationship here to the question of the vertebrae, so says Reb Tanchum, the David of Yeshua Ben Levi, Amit Paleo Tzarech Sheyichra, Ashit Pakaku Kol Chulyot Shebashidra. When a person is bowing in Shemona Esrei, then all of his vertebrae should be visible outside, or they should be sticking out along his back. Ulamar, akadei sheyirae isar keneged libo. When a person bends all the way down, where Rashi learns, he creates a fold of skin across his chest, in which the area of the fold between the two bends in the skin is the size of an isser. Others learn that it's referring to looking at an isser, which is directly beneath you. So when you bend all the way over, you'd be able to see that isser. Same kind of idea. Some learn, I have no idea how they understand this is keneged libo, but it means that in bending over like that, you push so much fat around your navel that you have the size of an isser, in which the area of the navel goes in. Anyway, Rashi's pshat to read. We have Rabbi Chanina Omer, Ekivan Shinana Rosho, Shuvin El Tzarif. If he nods his head, that's enough. Amar Rav, that's only if it's difficult for him and it's clear that he's trying to bend. Everybody can see he's working on bending down, but you know, if God intended for us to be able to touch his toes, he would have had our toes on our knees. And that's this guy's attitude. So what is, he can't get any further down than that. So Mamela, that's already, it's not the bending per se, it's the sign of Achna'a. Hani Tamani, sir. I'm sorry, but I know you keep calling it 18 brochas in Shemon Esrei and so on. But last time I counted, there were 19. Shasrei Havim. Omra Blevi, there was an addition. The Anjik Nezis Agdola, and the Beit Hinid of Tefillah, was originally 18. And the Birchat HaTzedukim was mitukan later, against the outbreak of Minut that was having horrific implications for the political situation of the Jews and so on. So they were mitaken in Yavne, a new bracha. Now you can't just be mitaken a new bracha when we were misadar the entire thing based on specific remosim and whether it's the Askarot and Kriyat Shema, or whether it's Havol Hashem B'nei Elim, or whether it's the Chulyas. I mean, Keneged Miti Knua, where did they see that there was also a subsidiary bracha? Omar Reb Levi, according to Reb Hillel Berei Rishu Bar Nachmeni, who says it's Keneged the Tehillah, since it mentions an additional Shem Hashem, not the Shem Hashem Mamash, it says El HaKavod Yirim, Hashem Amayim Rabim, we added the El as one of the brachas. And then according to Rabbi Yosef, who holds that it's connected the number of Askarot in Kriyat Shema, but it's connected the Echad. Because remember, the Echad in Kriyat Shema is a reference to Yichud Hashem, we even call it Malchus and Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, it too is part of our view of what Tefillah is, and of course that's very particularly Nageya meaning, because that's the union. There should be no other Kefir. That's one of the tainas of the minim is that they're Kefir and Achdus Hashem. A pantheism would be a minus. L'Reb Tanchum, Omri B'Shua Ben Levi, also it's connected to the spine. This would be connected Chuyak Tanash B'Shidra, what we call the tailbone. So that's also a vertebrae, not vestigial. The minim are also vestigial in the end, so it's okay. Ton Rabban, Shimon Apakuli, he's dear. So there are a number of different ways of learning this. Shimon HaPakuli, by the way, Pakuli means the cotton seller, the cotton grower. So Pakulot are bales of cotton. Tote that bale. So he was the one who was Mesader the Brachas. Now the Shaila is what precisely is meant by Mesader the Brachas. Some of the Rishonim learned that the Brachas, we know they were Tukanot originally by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. And the precise gears was forgotten, and Shimon HaPakuli was a bulky gadol, and he gave us over the precise matbeah HaBracha. Others learn that the brachot, in terms of their content, were there earlier, from the time of the Knesset HaGdolah, but they weren't in any particular order. And he specifically was misader the brachot, as we have them. So he is dear Yudchet Brachot, the Ferem Gamliel Al HaSeder, would be stressing Al HaSeder B'Yavne. Amalem Rabbi Gamliel L'Chachamim, Klum Yesh Adam Shiyodea, that by the way, there was clearly another Shimon Pakuli who lived much earlier. And that's why there are some who want a taina that even though it says Rabbi Gamliel Al HaSeder B'Yavne, it's not referring to Rabbi Gamliel B'Yavne, which is something of a stretch. Because we know from other Gemaras that Shimon HaPakuli was there by Rav Gamliel's grandfather's time. Difficult to believe that he's the Shimon HaPakuli. So there are others who say, look, there must have been two Shimon HaPakulis. I mean, it's difficult to believe. He's got Seder B'Yavda, doesn't mean that Birkat Aminim was Mr. Yavda by Rav Gamliel was B'Yavda. The other pshat, they have to learn that Rav Gamliel happened to be visiting one day in Yavda. So he, what would he be doing in Yavda at that time? I mean, unless he was a member of Barnea's neighborhood, it's possible.
This, we're saying this ladder of Gamliel to Gamliel Hazake, and the Birkas of Dukim is different than Birkas of Mina.
No. That's what it is.
Oh, and all the Seder B'Yavne does not mean against the Rambam.
Yeah, correct.
It doesn't mean Yavna as part of the Yavna experience, which would be horrific for the, you know, Sanhedrin tour. Ah, Adarabba, so let's incorporate it in the Sanhedrin
tour.
I mean, basically the tourist guys do what they want.
No, but the tourist guys say, opening the risky question of, it says, Tain the Yavna, but the Chameh, did it already exist, or was he creating it?
Okay, so
here
we have,
this would be a riot.
According to those who hold that this is the original Shimon HaPakuli, so then you can know. Omalam Rabbi Gamli, 24 degrees. This is regressive.
We have a cold front coming in a couple of days.
That's true. We're saying we're still in the cell. Omalam Rabbi Gamli, look how come in. Lun yesh adam shiodea letaken birkat hatzidukim. Amat Shmuel HaKatan v'tikna. So Shmuel HaKatan was the one who was metaken Birkat HaTzedukim. All kinds of explaining why Dafka Shmuel HaKatan. The very interesting shot is that Lamaisa Birkat HaMinim is Mesirat Din HaKaviro. When you Meiser HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do Din on other people, so you have to be absolutely clear that you have no personal involvement in that, because anybody, we've learned out from Sarah and Avram, she said Chamasi Alecha, and she dies younger. So somebody who has a tain on another person and tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu about it, he's Nidan first. You got tainas on this guy, let's first take a look at you. So if you're a good guy, then we can think about the other guy, and that of course is not a very good thing to do. So Lomaisa Shmuel HaKatan, he was the one who was Kaveh B'chalad HaMayra Bin Poloi Vecha Al Tismach. So if there's anybody who should write Birkat HaMinim, that this cannot be a fanatic and personal hatred and so on, but it has to be for the Tzorech HaTzibur, in which it's clear that Klal Yisrael requires this, instead of it being as it is, unfortunately, we see so often, it's just a gut reaction and trying to control information and making people believe life is the way you want it to be. And anybody who doesn't think that way is by definition a mean and gets thrown into Birkat HaTzedukim. So required Shmuel HaKatan to be metaken that bracha.
Do we have any other external historical nature Shmuel HaKatan that would help us know what this might mean?
Not that I know. L'shana acheret shakcha. Next year he was again in Yavne. They asked him to daven for the tzibur. He could not remember the gears of that bracha, from which the Rashba says, well, Mashba, he shouldn't daven very often. And indeed, the Rishonim say he didn't daven. He rarely davened. He was Torato Umnutov, and he didn't daven. There are others who say, however, that the... I rarely daven like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. He said, "Yek Torato Umnoto," so Nabuchoyim and Tvila. But others say that the original bracha was never mitukan for anyone but the Shliach Tzibur, because there was a mistam war. So nobody davened, nobody remembers. Mashman, nobody else could remember. We'll see in the Gemara. Since he had never davened as a Shliach Tzibur for the year, he didn't remember. So now they ask him, remember, there was no Siddurim, nothing was printed, nothing was written. The Shliach Tzibur is supposed to remember special tefillahs of the Shliach Tzibur. This had been davened one time by him in history. He didn't remember. V'yishkif pashtayim v'sholosh shos, he's sitting there at the Omun, trying to remember, how did it go? And people were getting awfully nervous. There were a lot of watches taken out on that day. But lo he'alu, they didn't take him, I remember that we call Yored Lifnei HaTeva, because he used to go actually down the Ma'amakim. They didn't take him up to get him out of there and put somebody else down in the pit, as they would say today. And so they needed him to actually rework it out. Now, Amaylo HaLub, the question is why? Why wasn't the very fact that he couldn't save Birkat HaMinim suspicious? If you have a chazan who makes a mistake, so we don't move him away from the tefillah. Some learns this means ein malinoto permanently. But from that tefillah, we certainly don't keep people waiting. In which case, we would have to understand that nobody else knew the nusach of Yisrael. We're waiting for him. They had no replacement.
Others learn, and this is how we pass it. We're not malas somebody permanently just because he's tov b'birkat hatzidukim. But anyway, here there's a special problem because a guy who cannot save l'mal shenim lo titikva, we're chayshid. That's because he's talking about himself, and he can't get out the words l'mal shenim lo titikva. He feels, well, am I going to curse myself? You know, I mean, we should, I don't know how to say this problem. Let's skip it. I'll go to the next problem. If that's the union, by the way, then it explains why we're not chayish in other places. Let's say a guy doesn't say mechayamitin. He gets mixed up mechayamitin. Why isn't that an indication that he's a min? Doesn't believe in tchiyat hamitin? Because the point over here isn't what he says. I mean, anybody can lie about something in that sense. But you certainly want to say something that's a tefillah against yourself. So that we understand that he doesn't want to kilo be motzia kolam mipiv on himself, because chashin and shem aminu. So why didn't we send him away? What do you mean? I mean, he's the guy that made up the bracha. I mean, if he's no good, who is good? Shaini Shmuel HaKatan, the Iyu Tikna, he was the one who was metakein the bracha in the first place. So what? That was last year. This is this year. People change. You know, the neighbors do more. Maybe he's changed his mind. Omer Abai is Abai. We have a Kabbalah. Tava lo habibisha. Something good doesn't turn rotten. What? Velo v'aktivu v'shuv tzadik b'tzidkato v'asa abel. I mean, obviously there's such a thing, and I mean, the Rambam brings it la'alocha, this posse. Yeah, but that's talking about where the guy Lamaisa started off as a Russian. Then he did teshuva. So now we view him as a tzaddik. But if he goes back to Rishas, that we understand that could happen. When I said, but Tava lo habibisha, something that was always good, doesn't suddenly go sour. Tzaddik mi karlo. Hello, is that true? Doesn't it say, al ta'amein ba'atzvacha ad yom motcha, we know Yochanan Kohen Gadol, Shimesh, the Kohanah Gadol, Shmonim Shana. This guy was a Kohen Gadol for 80 years, all of the self Siddurki. What is he going to believe in yourself? So this now, there's a machlokus, by the way, who is Yochanan Kohen Gadol? There are many who taina that Yochanan Kohen Gadol is the Yochanan that we talk about, the Mei Matit Yahu Ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol. It references the father Matit Yahu. The Gro says it's his grandson. It's the son of Shimon Ben Matit Yahu. Yochanan the second. So, and that's who we're referring to here, not the original Kohen Gadol, Matyo ben Yochanan, who was a Kohen Gadol as well, was a tzaddik his entire life.
So if he came in and out of the Kodesh Kodesh, or Yom Kippur, it means he must have been like 100% okay, that's assuming, right?
I don't know why we're saying he was fine his whole life until the last year.
Isn't it like an acid test if he came out of the Kodesh Kodesh when after Yom Kippur?
Okay. Omer Abaye says, Abaye, well, you got to understand, this guy was also no good. This actually was Yanai. It was really a no good thing from the beginning. Who Yanai, who Yochanan? Rabbi says, what? It's two different people. Yanai Ochud, Yochanan Ochud. Yanai indeed was a Russian Mikar. Yochanan was a tzaddik Mikar.
That was a Kohen.
Well, we know he certainly wanted to be Kohen. So maybe that was a Kohen. So Yochanan was a tzaddik mikar. So according to Abaye, okay, you could say that even though we know that Tava lo havi bish, but this guy wasn't Tava, he was always bish. But if you hold according to Rava, how are you going to explain it? Amlecha Rava, there's no problem. I don't know where you guys got this from. A tzaddik mikar, nami dilma adabe. Of course a tzaddik could become a Rosha. So who ever heard such a thing? Oh, so how are you going to explain the fact that they didn't throw Shmuel HaKatan out of there when he couldn't do the bracha? See, okay, Abaye lo asku. Shiny Shmuel HaKatan, the Atchilba, wasn't a special thing about Shmuel HaKatan. The Meishishaya was, he said, that Laminim lo dalti tikva. He said those words. Now he didn't remember how to continue from that point. And that would have been anybody. Because Rabbi Yirama Rabbi, Tem Rabbi Yishuv Ben Levi says, Lo shana lo shalo hitchilba. When do we say we throw the guy out? Stop if he didn't begin the bracha. If he started it, obviously, just got confused. He's chilba gomra. We give him a chance to continue. Now we have the 18 brachot, we know where they come from. The 19 brachot, we know where they come from. How about the idea of 7 brachot on Shabbat? Keneged me. Omer of Chalavta ben Shaul, the same Tehillah, Havul Hashem ben Eilim, also talks about Kolot al Hamayim. You'll notice that there's 7 times we talk about Kol Hashem al Hamayim, Kol Hashem Eilim. Those Kolot, Shamar David al Hamayim, are the ones that are Keneged Shabbos. And how about 9 brachot on Rosh Hashanah? Keneged me? Omer Yitzchak demin Katrignin. Keneged tisha azkarot she'amar chana b'tfilata. The Yom Amar b'Rosh Hashanah nifkeda Sarah, Rachel v'chana. So since Rosh Hashanah is the day in which Chana was nifkeded, we look to her tefillah to insight about that day. And in fact, if you take a look in her tefillah, she seems literally to be talking about Rosh Hashanah. She talks about Hashem emitu mechayeh. Mori Sha'ol V'yah, Mori Shuma Ashir. Exactly what he's saying. That Rosh Hashanah, Mi Yechyeh, Mi Yamut. So she's talking about Rosh Hashanah. It's logical, therefore, that we should see in her tefillah remazim to the Azkores that we should be misakin on Rosh Hashanah. How about what we do not do? The 24 different brachas that they used to say on a Tainus Tzibur, we no longer really have a Tainus Tzibur. All right, what we call a Tainus Tzibur is really dinim of a Tainus Yochid, except for some small part on Tisha B'Av. But they had special tefillahs, 24 different tefillahs, brachas on a Tainus. Where did we get that from? Om Reb Chalbo keneged esrim v'arba rinanot shamar shalomo b'shashaka yichnis Aaron. When the day that Shlomo HaMelech needed to bring the Oren into the Beit HaMikdash, and there was a terrible problem on that day in which the Sha'arim refused to open, and he couldn't get the Oren in, he wasn't allowed to open the Beit HaMikdash, which was a pretty awful situation. All of Klal Yisrael was waiting there, they're waiting for the big moment, and the Sha'arim don't open, and so he was maskir now 24 Renonets. And those are the different lashonas of tefillah that we find there in Shlomo's tefillah, Rina, tefillah, Bakash, and so on. So over there, we use that as things to say on a day like today. So, wait a minute, so you have to call you a manaminim, Rina. I mean, if that's going to be now a model, why can't that be a model for every day? Look, when did Shlomo say it? Shlomo said it on a very special day, Yuma de Rachami, when there was desperate need for Rachami. Ananami biyomad rachmi amilu. We keep it for a special day of Tanis of Etzim. Rabbi Yoshua says you don't have to say the whole Shemoneh Esrei. You can say Me'ein Shemoneh Esrei. What is that? Rav says, well, it's really 18 brachas, but you just say it really fast. Like we said before, the Baal Keri is Mikatzer. You say a couple of words of each bracha, and then you close the bracha. So you should say, it's interesting, it's a machlokas. Some say you say, Atah chaneinu adam das, baruch atah Hashem chaneinu das. Others say, you say, chaneinu mi'ichach, v'churbinu v'zad, baruch atah Hashem chaneinu das. In other words, Shailas, is it the azkara of what it's about, or is it the bakasha? It's actually machlokas we've shown you that needs to be mentioned together with the chatima of the bracha. Shmuel says, no, it's one bracha. We take the entire middle section of the Shmoneh Esrei, right? And we're kolal, basically all 13 brachas, into one. And we say, Havineinu Hashem Elokeinu, Ladat Rochecha, Umoles Levavenu, so that's Das, and that's Tshuva, V'tislach Lanu, and that's Slicha, Liyot Geulim, is Geula, V'chokeinu Imachovenu, is Refua, Tashneinu B'dot Artzecha, is the Bakasha for Parnasa, is here the problem is later on, is whether what do we do about Gishomim, about Vetein Talamot, but we'll leave that for a moment. Unafutzotenu mi'arvat kabeitz, v'atoim maldat chayishapetu, which is keneged the tzedakah mishpat, al rasha'im tanif yadecha, yisvachu tzadike bibinyan irecha, tikunei chalecha, tzbichas cherno david avdecha, Arichat Ne'el Ben Yishai Mishichecha, Terem T'nikra Tata'aneh, Baruch Atah Hashem Shomei HaTefillah. So include all of the brachot in Shomei HaTefillah. And Layat Allah Abaye, Abaye would curse people. He would do this quite often, actually, we noted. Layat Allah Abaye Aman the Matri Habinim. Somebody who couldn't get his act together to daven a real Shmoneh Esrei and had to take the shortcut. Abaye did not like that. Some Tosis brings over here that it, some Gemaras, the Girsa is Aval Baderach Shor. Only if he does this as part of the norm. If he's on the road, there's a particular reason that he has to be Makatzer. And he says Avinenu, certainly Abaye is not Layadami. Omrim Ed, the Mishabur Lamaisa brings, we're not knowing to say the Halal Avinenu. Because again, it's the old story. I mean, what's the issue over here? That we're Torud. We're so Torud we never daven anyway. So we're going to say Avinenu, we're too Torud for Avinenu. So I mean, we might as well just sort of go through the motions, you know, the old answer. If we're going to actually take into consideration you're supposed to mean any of these things, then we'd really be in Tzoros. So, okay. that's the Chafetz Chaim's approach. You know, Chinami, many bring that if it's truly B'Shas HaTchak, it could be Mechav and Avinenu, we should. I've seen it printed, but they're generally Zoyer for some reason not to print it. I think Rav Abadi from Lakewood, before they decided he's not religious enough for them, set out all of these nuschos, Mekutzer Birchas HaMazon, Mekutzer Tfila, Avinenu, trying to teach people that, you know, I mean, the Gemara is not, the Gemara is giving you options, it's better Ma'at Im Kavrana than Arbe, Beli Kavrana, he didn't follow the approach of the Mishnah Berurah, but they didn't exactly use Ishmael HaKotan to turn him into Lamal Shimal Tidik from Omrav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Kol HaShana Kula Mitzpalel Adam Avinenu, Chutz Mimotzei Shabbat Mimotzei Yamim Tovim. By the way, this is one of the reasons that some give for why we don't use Avinenu, because you have to work out, sometimes you can't say Avinenu. You say Avinenu all the time, but you can't say it on Mitzvah Shabbos or Mitzvah Yantav, because you have to say Havdalah and Chenin Adas, and you don't have a Chenin Adas. What do you mean? It says Rabbi Bar Shmosa. You can always make it a bracha. So make it a fourth bracha. I mean, look, it's not that so unusual. Rabbi Akiva anyway says you always say the bracha of Havdalah as a separate bracha after a Kelak Kadosh, before you start. This is the fourth bracha of the 18. And so we should do that too. Rabbi Eliezer says, you say it as part of Hoda'ah. As Abdullah is part of Hoda'ah. Says, I understand. Do you do that all the time when you're not saying Avinenu? So now, because you want to say Avinenu, now we're going to follow Rabbi Akiva. Well, I don't know what the logic in that. So explain it to me. Why do you think we don't do like Rabbi Akiva? We don't do like Rabbi Akiva because my time alone been like Rabbi Akiva. Because we found the way to parse our lives is into 18 pieces. There's no extra one, right? There's no 19, and there's 19 and not 20 if we have one. So So that's the case. Did we ever see a brach of eight? Where's the brach of eight? First three, last three. Brach of revi'it b'fnei atzma. And then, avinenu. Eight brachot, shomei atzfilah. Where does it say that? Where do we find that that's a way in which we're supposed to be mityaches to things? There's the same thing over here. If we're not ready to say brach of revi'it b'fnei atzma all year round, it has nothing to do with saying avinenu. There's no more an eight brachot Tvila, then there is a 19 bracha tvila. Maskiploma Zutra. So I don't understand, why is everybody ignoring the obvious? I mean, can't we simply, the same way we've managed to figure out all of the other things that need to be said in Shmoneh Esrei and stuck them into Avinenu, why can't we just stick it in? I mean, include it, Menichla Le'Nichlal, Avinenu. So instead of just saying Avinenu Hashem Elokeinu, say Avinenu Hashem Elokeinu Am Avdol Ben Kodesh L'Chol, and so on. I mean, that's what we do anyway. Gosh, that's problematic. It's interesting that some of the Rishonim say that. Why? What's the answer? But the answer is, whenever we say kasha, it means it's not a catastrophic, it's not a fatal question. It's a question, but there's obvious possibilities that you can explore. One of those possibilities is that since each one of the particular things that we mention in Havinenu is in fact connected to full bracha and a normal Shmoneh Esrei, the implication of including Hamavdo ben Kodesh L'chol would be that Hamavdo ben Kodesh L'chol is a separate bracha. Therefore, what in incorporating it in Havinenu, you're doing worse than when you incorporate it in Chayin Adas. Because where you're davening and you're making clear what is a bracha and what is not a bracha. So then fine, you're not claiming that Havdalah is different than Das. But if you would put it in here, you would be defining the world in 19 ways instead of in 18 ways. You don't have a right to do that. Okay, again, this is one of the reasons that perhaps we don't say Havinenu. Omer Abibi Barabai, Kol Hashana Kula Mitpalel Adam Havinenu. There's another problem with Havinenu, which is that you might be able to do it all year, but you're going to have to take out the winter. By the time you take out the winter, it's like Shabbos and Yontem and so on, you ain't going to have that much time left anyway to say Havinenu. Why do you have to take it out of the winter? You're going to have to say the Tain Talumata Lebracha. Where are you going to fit that in? Why can't you just fit it in? You're saying basically the bracha of Nesinas Mata. So when, instead of saying Vidashnenu ben Ot Artzecha Stam, add Vidashnenu ben Ot Artzecha V'tein Talumata. I mean, that's, it's just such a complicated bracha already. I mean, people are going to go crazy. It's like a jigsaw puzzle. I mean, let's see that Shuri. Yeah, the guy's going to get confused. So how come you didn't say that before? With Havdalah B'Chayin Adas? Nobody figured out you're going to get confused. They gave a whole fancy explanation, whatever. I mean, why, was it, I mean, we did. They left with a kashi. You could say the same thing over there. Others learn that this doesn't make any sense. We didn't give an explanation over there. All we said was kasha. So who's to say that we wouldn't have entertained this as one of the answers to our kasha? That you're saying, so why didn't you say it there? You say it only over here. Therefore, there's diyukim among quite a few of the Rishonim that in fact, according to Rabbi Barabaye, you do say Chonin Adas. You do say Havdalah in Havinenu in the place where you read Chonin Adas. So we're asking him, so how come you allow, you only take out the Tein Talo Matar, but you allow the Bracha of Havinenu, and you say, Amadna Ben Kodesh L'chol. So Mashmah at the Gemara now, if we follow Rabbi Barabaye, that there's a Mandi Omer who says you could say Havinenu on the Tzei Shabbos. Because otherwise this Kasha doesn't make any sense. And indeed the Gemara explains, why is there a difference? Because Hatam Kima Da'aki B'Tchilat Siluta, over there you're starting off. And when you start off, you don't get confused. Because you know you're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is Ma'adah Ben Kodesh L'chol, and then you go on, you say Havinenu, so that's not so confusing. But to figure out in the middle of Dachnenu B'Dal Tatzecha, and then what? It's really confusing. So over there you could become Tarut. B'Tchilat Siluta Lo Matrit. You're going to get confused if it's in the middle of your davening. So, what's the problem? Can't you just say in Shomea Tefillah? You say it in Shomea Tefillah, which is the end. There's nothing to get confused about. And anyway, I mean, Omer of Tanakh, Omer of Rasi, suppose you forgot to say Gvurot Kishamim B'Tchiyat HaMitim. So what do? Machzirim Oto. You have to go over your whole Shmoneh Esrei. But if you forgot She'ilah B'Brikat HaShanim, you didn't say V'Tein Talum Atar, Ein Machzirim Oto. You don't make him go back again, because he can always say it in Shomea Tefillah. And if he forgets to say Havdalah B'Chonein Adad, also in Machzirinoto, Mipnei Sheyachol Omra Al HaKos. So meanwhile we see that there's nothing wrong in saying V'tein Talu Matar when you're holding by Shomea Tefillah. So how, I mean, there's no grounds therefore for Tiruf Adas, for Tirut. Says the Gemara, Ta'a Shaini, what are we comparing me? Here you're talking about a case where a guy, the Maisa, did the wrong thing. So you're saying, if he did the wrong thing, he forgot, and B'diavad, he can make it up. That means we should be koveyed in Shemiyat Tefillah. What's the matter with you? So since we have to be koveyed b'mekomo, we have no choice but to say it b'mekomo. By the way, there are indeed nuscha'ot ha-tefillah in which the nusach, for the kayas and the nusach for the choref are totally different. Not just Neilot HaMizrach and some of the Hasidim, completely different brachas. Because Lomaisa, the Gemara, is mashma over here that a person gets confused in changing the gears of the same bracha. You can't just throw in, is it the Ten Kalamatar, is it the Ten Brachas? I mean, and that's the source of all the confusion. Maybe it's a completely different bracha. It's a completely different bracha. Not inserting something. Because otherwise you could have the same tefillah by Avinenu as you have on your regular bracha. Bracha.
That you have on your regular bracha.
Wow. Okay. Continues the Gemara. Gufa. Om Rabbi Tam, Om Rabbi Ta'av, Lo Yishkid Vrota, Kishamim, B'tchiyat Amitim, Marzirin Oto. She'ela B'brikat HaShanim, Im Marzirin Oto, Rishayach Lo Om Rabbi Shomea Tfila, Chonen Abdullah B'chonen Adas, if he forgets also in Marzirin Oto, because he could always say it, al hakos. The problem is that there's another brayta that says, ta'av lo yizkir gvurot kishamim b'tchiyat hamitim magzirin oto, she'ela b'brikat hashanim magzirin oto. Here it says that he has to go back and say it again. Avdalah b'chonin adatin magzirin oto mishachol omer al hakos. How do you explain that contradiction? Lo kasha. If you're in a tzibur, then you're a yochid davening with the tzibur. You do not have to go and say it again. Why is that? Tzibur, my time alone. Mishum deshama mishliach tzibur. And the only difference between a tzibur and a yochid is in the tzibur, you're going to hear it from the shliach tzibur. So even if you missed it, you can be mechavik to the shliach tzibur. So how come we said the reason is because you can review it in shemeyat tefillah? You should have said it because you're going to hear it from the tzas. So, I mean, obviously that doesn't make any sense. So, Yochi, Hai Mipneshi Yochel Omra, B'Shomea Tefillah. Is that why it says in the Brisa, quote, because he can always say it again in Shomea Tefillah? Rather, new quote, Mipneshi Shomea Mishliach Tzibur, Miboyle. What it really should say is, because he's going to hear it from the Shliach Tzibur anyway. So, clearly that was not the point. That's true. Ele'ide le'ide bi'achit. One case is talking about where he remembers before Shomea Tefillah that he forgot to say V'tein Talumatar so that he can include it in Shomea Tefillah. The case that says Marzirin Oto has to go back is talking about Hadithka Acharei Patar Shomea Tefillah. He remembers that after Shomea Tefillah, then, in fact, there's a problem. Where is he going to be masked? What about? We gave up on the Shriyach HaTzibur. Someone who didn't say the Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh goes back to start again. Ritzei Nizkar Bohoda'af, he remembers during Modim Chozer Lavodah, goes back to Ritzei again. Remembers in Sim Shalom Chozer Lavodah again. Im Siyem, if he finished his tefillah, he has to start all tefillah over again. Chozer LaRosh. Now, Tosis, by the way, points out over here on Amud Aleph that the Hakpada over here in the Gemara of davening, going back, I mean, is there really a Hakpada on saying the tefillah again? Didn't we say halavai shepalel adam kol hayom anyway? I mean, what's so? Tosfos says that din of halavai shepalel adam kol hayom that Rabbi Yochanan said before does not mean, and I think our president raised this issue yesterday, and here's where we actually deal with it. Doesn't mean you can daven shmoneh esrei again. It means you can daven if there's a reason the daven shmoneh esrei, a suffix about something you would tell you and so on and so forth. Then we said that Rabbi Yochanan holds halavai shepalel adam kol hayom. But lemaisa, when Shmuel says posik apilu b'emtza tefilato, that's because you don't have a right for no reason to actually say the Seder of the Yudchet Brachot, even the Geder Tevilat Nedavah. Tevilat Nedavah, where there's another reason. That's a sheet again. We'll talk about it in our mythical review.
Legendary.
No, it's not legendary. So far, it's mythical. We hope that one day it will become legendary. Yair, continues the Gemara. Omer of Nachman. Oops, sorry. We're not up to that yet. Omer of Papa, Breder Vakabarava. Hada Amran. Siyem Chozer LaRosh. When do we say a person completed his tefillah? He has to start over again if he left out Grot Kshamim. Lo Amran. Ella. You're talking about actually Yalav Yavav. Lo Amran Ella Sha'akar Aglav. This is only if he's moved his feet. As an indication that he's finished. Avaloa Karaglav, he's still standing there, then he could still go back to Ritzay for Yalav Yav. Omar Leh, that's a big Kiddush. Minolacha, where'd you hear that? Omar Leh, so Papa said, I heard it. Mi Abamori, and Abamori mi Rav. So the source of Aloch is Rav. Says, we got to zero in on this a little bit. When we say that if you moved, you have to start the tefillah over again, that's only if it's not your habit to say tachanunim after your tefillah. But if you normally continue to pray personal tefillahs that are not part of the Shemoneh Esrei after your tefillah, then you're still considered to be Eimed Bifnei Hashchina, and you can go back to Avodah. Even after you walk. Now, this is not the way we pass. We pass him like the other gear set. The Ikari Amrin Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, right? Which is the other direction. Hod Amran ki loa karaglav chozer lavodah. The idea of when you didn't move, even though you already completed your tefillah, you even said Yila Ratzon. So the chore is over. You said Yila Ratzon. But this is only if your minig is not normally to now say something else like Elokai, like we say afterwards. But if you're rogil, so if you're rogil, lo matachanunim akatvilato, then you haven't finished. Avlimeno rogil, lo matachanunim akatvilato. It has nothing to do with moving your feet. It has to do with completing the Shemoneh Esrei. If you would have said, you know, it's an imre fi, and you have no intention of continuing, it's not the norm that you continue. Chozer l'rosh, even though you haven't moved. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam,
Shekhov Neheved
Morom.
Amen. He doesn't distinguish
between
Myra, Yalav Yavav, and
that's... Yeah, but that's a different, that's for a different reason, which we'll get to. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Oseh Tefilato Kvah, when you say Kvah, I mean, what exactly does that mean? You make your tefillah kviyut, like, isn't it a good thing to have a kviyut for your tefillah? I thought we said kola... And anybody's koveya mekomo in the Beit HaMidrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shemaya, Kviyut, we said, was very important. Avram went back to the place where he was mitpalel, Asher amad sham b'rishona, we brought a riot. What does it mean, Tfilato Kva? Omer of Yaakov Aridi, Omer of Oshia, it means that it's a burden. Kosh Tfilato Domea Lav Kamasu. You relate to your tefillah as if it's, time for that again. Alright. In other words, you want to be Yaitse, says Raj. You want to be Yaitse your tefillah. To be Yaitse your tefillah, maybe you're Yaitse your tefillah, but it certainly is not Tachanuni, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's not going to respond to somebody who's going to be Yotze his tefillah. So Kva is begetter, as Rashi says, Chok Kavua. These are the rules, you got to follow the rules. Following the rules is the opposite of the nature of tefillah, which is Rachami. So that's one approach to Kva. Rabbanan Amri, Kol Misha'ino Omra B'Lashon Tachanunim. It's somebody who doesn't say his tefillah like it matters. So even though he may not feel burdened by his tefillah, but if he can't say it, it makes a difference to him. There's no response, there's no emotional response. Then there's no tachanunim, therefore there's no response to his tefillah either. He doesn't respond, the Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't respond. Rabbi Yonah learns that this is even if tefillato is doma alav kamasui. In other words, these are exclusive. According to the Rabbanan, there's both a kula and a chula. In other words, if it's really rough for you to daven, you just want to be yaitse, but you define being yaitse with your davening to have kavana and to respond to your davening, that's enough. You don't, it's not a problem that you feel that it's a burden to daven. Okay, so that these are mutually exclusive shabbat. You can't say something new in your tefillah. So kva means you just follow the book. Okay, so we'll just go by the book. Going by the book is kva. There are three different elements. Kva in terms of the demands upon you, which people resent. They don't like scheduling. Kva in terms of your status quo emotionally. And kva in terms of going by the book in what you're saying. Reb Zera says, Reb Zera, let me explain. When we talk about yochol lechadesh badavar, it doesn't mean you have to be mechadesh badavar. It means you're able to be mechadesh badavar. For instance, me. I could always be mechadesh badavar. You know what? I can so be mechadesh badavar that by the time I finish being mechadesh badavar, I can remember where I was holding Shmoneh Esrei half an hour ago.
Right.
So I don't think it's a good idea for people like me to be mechadesh badavar. Because Mistafina Dilma Majridna, I'm afraid that I'm going to get so into it that now I'm not going to remember if I was doing it in this brach or was I doing it in Shemaya Tefillah. Maybe I finished it. It's been hours. And Abaye Baravin, Ruchanina Baravin, Damir Tavayu. You know what kva is? You got a minyan kavua. You don't. It always, your davening is always at 4 p.m. What's wrong with that? Because you're not being mitpalelim, dumdumei chama. Remember we said that it's a mitzvah to daven with the sunset. Om Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Om Rav Yochanan, mitzvah leitpalelim dumdumei chama. And Rav Zera brought it from a pasuk, Yira'ucha im shemesh, v'lifnei arei ador dorim. Rashi learns dumdumei chama in both directions. Early in the morning as the sun is red as it's rising, and in the sunset time, as the sun is setting, you should be davening your tefillah in the morning with nates, and your mincha as the sun sets. So therefore, you shouldn't use your wristwatch. You should be using your sun clock.
Quarter of an hour before shkia.
Yeah, well, that's movable enough. L'maisa in Eretz Yisrael, layet ala b'ma'arav amadamatzim d'meyichama. You used to get cursed out for that too. You can't win. You know, but why is that? My time is doing mitzvah like shaita. It's easy to miss davening if you get a telephone call at the wrong time. That way, this way, if you're always davening 4 o'clock, there's always time to make up your davening afterwards. The ma'aser many learn that it's broad as very chashuv and yoni in terms of the union of zman minuch and so on, and al pi kabbalah the shayis rotzon that the Yerushalmi did not mean. That somebody from Skoveya's tefillah at a time of like the president says 15 minutes before shkia. It means somebody who pushes off to the very last minute where it's very easy, misses ban mincha. That's where layatala, but certainly there's an inyan to not daven mincha gedela and to daven mincha as late as possible, as long as there's no chance you're going to miss it, because it's a very special zman of rotzen.
It's
better to do it that way. Rav Yoshua Omer. And the Mishnah says, what's a tefillah k'tzara? B'chol parashata ibur, whatever that means. What is that parashata ibur? Omer chista omer maru kvalok. I mean, we don't want to say openly that God gets angry at us, that we do aveiras. Those are all lashon iburs, you know. Evra is anger, and Avera is Avera, and we're also being Avedrachim right now. So what should we say? So we ramis to it. We say the called Parashata Ibur. So it means Afil b'sha'ah shata mitmalei alayhem Evra. You're really mad. Kisha'ubra. I mean, you're blown up. Or, man, you're screaming like a pregnant woman screams. I mean, her hormones really getting to you, huh? That's it. A double play on words. You quotes are Chayem
lefanecha. Excuse me, why didn't he say Avinenu?
Huh?
Why didn't he say Avinenu?
It's too long. It's too long. We're talking about a Makom Sakana. You can't interrupt.
Avinenu includes...
There are some... there are some who say that in a place where you davened already, or even if you said already Tfilat HaDerech, which we'll get to later,
then there's no makom for this tefillah. This tefillah is only coming if you need to daven. But I just learned that this is a special tefillah that one would say anyway, because it mentions this particular inyan of Avera, Evron. We know it's a Shas Din, where it's a Mokum Sakana. So the person's charts, so to speak, are examined. He's Gurim La'ayin Bedine. So therefore it says, even if you're Midmala El and Evra, or as Rav Kista Marukva, Afilu B'Shashe Ma'ivrim Al-Dibrei Teira, and you find this full of Averas, which is not a Lashon of Evra, you call Tzorcheihem Lefanecha. Turn around, Amahalach B'Mokum G'dedechaya Listim, B'chaya B'listim, Mitpalel Tefillah Ketzara. We can do even better. We can get a more Kotsa Tefillah Ketzara. You go from Shmoneh Esrei to Avinenu, to the Tefillah Ketzara of the Chol Parashat Ha'ibur, and finally we get to the Lord's Prayer. Ezoi Tefillah Ketzara, Rebbe Eliezer Aron, Aseret Tzomcha B'Shamayim Mimal, V'tein Nachat Ruach B'Reyecha Mitachat, V'tov B'Einecha Aseh. Thy will be done. It's very interesting. Our Lord who art in heaven. I mean, it's mamish. This is like all the other of the Lord's Prayer. It's very interesting. This is what they focused on. Baruch Ata Hashem, Shomea Tefillah.
Yeah,
you'd have to make up for it here. Because sometimes it doesn't take the place. I'm going to have to leave you a few moments early because matzah baking calls. All of those of you overseas, you have a few hours to still make it. And to get here in time for matzah baking.
We have 18 minutes.